If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
It's the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life, and we've got a little bit of local mayhem at the Beach House Beach Bunker this morning. We got some kids not in school today. We did have a snow system move in late yesterday afternoon. We knew this was coming. This was par for the course. No panic, no problem. A lot of people have to do a little bit of juggling. Got to move things around a little bit. We'll give you a school cancellation update, but first, I dusted at the Beach House. Doesn't it look beautiful? It looks beautiful. Look at it. No dust, just sand. Kind of hard to dust where the beach is, though. It's actually sand on, you know what I'm saying. Welcome. I hope you're safe. I hope that the shoveling where you are is not too wild and crazy. Welcome into the show. We're going to talk today about the science of meals. I want you to think about whether or not you skip breakfast. You might today. To get out and shovel that driveway, make sure the drift is gone. But we're going to talk about skipping breakfast. Do you skip dinner? Are you one of those people that only have one meal a day? Who are you eating with? A giant study on meals and how people are eating meals in 2025. It used to be you could have like a TV dinner and you'd be, you know, sitting in the living room, maybe with some friends or some family, and you'd be watching television. And now is it? The phone? Are you staring at the phone when you're eating? We're going to take a look at that. More Super Bowl ads have dropped, and we're going to watch them before the game this weekend. Also, with Valentine's Day coming up, we're going to talk about your favorite date idea. Get some date ideas going on. Now, the problem is this, ground drifting. We didn't get quite as much snow as we had anticipated. That light, fluffy snow that we have had fall on us is blowing around and it's causing some drifting issues. And that's why we don't have some kids going to school today. We're going to have those silly overnight lows again where we get down to minus 30. That's going to start as soon as this snow, you know the drill. Snow comes in, dump snow, cancel school. Kids aren't on the bus. Kids go back to school, freeze their Budinskis off along with everybody else that's outside. It's a cold February. See this groundhog? He's drunk. He's drunk. The one that said early spring. I was hoping he took an Uber to the after he was done because I could smell rum. These overnight lows this weekend are going to get nasty. And actually, minus 30 for the overnight low. It starts Friday and continues until Wednesday of next week. I'm sorry, but we are in for a real cold blast of Arctic air this weekend and next week. However, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, you have joined the right show. You have joined a live stream that defies the odds. We are live streaming from the coldest place on the entire planet. There have been numerous times where the temperature in Manitoba, where we are live streaming, is colder than the surface of Mars. Not only the coldest on Earth, we could be the coldest in the universe. That is why a former media personality, well, former broadcast personality turned internet super sensation, lost his mind and said, why don't we have a beach-themed show from the middle of nowhere, the center of North America, and talk about beach fun and ocean waves and palm trees and great food and fun places to visit. And thus, the show was born. Elkhorn Resort, live music at Buffalo Bar this weekend has Jassy Bandura, Juliana Moore is Valentine's weekend, February 14th, 15th. Neil Thorne, February 21st. Plus, this sounds cool. A resin feather workshop, February 18th. This one is my favorite, though. The charcuterie board workshop, February 23rd. Valentine's weekend will feature all kinds of special events at Buffalo Bar and the Spa, and keep an eye out for Chase the Ace coming soon, and check out packages too at elkhornresort.mb.ca. Sunrise Credit Union, with 19 area locations to serve you, Sunrise Credit Union now has a one-year agricultural mortgage rate at 4.25%. Now, some conditions apply. See Sunrise for details. Don't have a farm? Need to redo your mortgage? Find your space with a 4.15% residential mortgage. Sunrise Credit Union. 19 area locations. Please visit sunrisecu.mb.ca. If you want to buy food and you want to keep it Canadian from start to finish, the best way to do that is by visiting your local co-ops of Westman. You already know this. I'm telling you something that you likely already know. Co-ops are owned by their members. The people who shop there are the people who are the managers. Now, you can't go around ordering people, hey, I'm the boss. You know, you better go and unload those beans I seen in the back corner by the T-bones. They kind of frown on that. When they told me I was the boss, I took it literally. Now, of course I kid. But it's no joke that supporting the co-op means you're supporting the community. All profits are reinvested back into the community, and that's what makes co-ops so special. Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here with Heritage, Pembina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op too. What a great day for a sweater. So, of course, when you go to pull it out of the closet, and it's the one with the hood. You know what I'm talking about? Maybe it's got a sports team on it. Maybe it's got Brandon University or University of Manitoba. Or maybe it's a favorite sports team, Chicago Blackhawks. And it's got a hood on the back. They call that a bunny hug. Some people call it a hoodie. What do you call it? Bunny hug or hoodie? And why aren't you giving it its proper name? Because the proper name is the bunny hug. Katie says hoodie. All I ever heard it being called, unless a person is from Saskatchewan. Oh, is that what it is? Aren't we all from Saskatchewan? Now, there's some who don't admit that they're from Saskatchewan, and then there's some who lie about it. Saskatchewan, for those who may be lurking and not familiar, is, I can't even say it's our Oklahoma, because Oklahoma's not as flat. I don't think there's any place in America that is as flat as Saskatchewan. Oh, there is. You know the salt flats? You know the salt flats? Where is that? Outside of Las Vegas? Where they test airplanes and race cars, and for thousands of miles or hundreds of miles, it's like concrete, and you can see it's so flat. The salt flats. And it's great for testing high speed vehicles because there's no bumps in the road. It is completely flat. Well, we have a province or state that is that flat, but there's black earth there. So it's fantastic for farming because, like, your tractors basically, there's hardly any fuel used because the tractors just roll with the wind. It is so flat. It is so flat there. It's a hard name to pronounce. It's Saskatchewan. And oh my God, it's so flat there. It's so flat in Saskatchewan. If you stand on a phone book, you can see the back of your own head. The people there, you will not find a kinder, more generous group of people. I had the pleasure of living in Saskatchewan, did radio in Prince Albert and Regina. And I went to college in Saskatoon. So three of the bigger centers in that province I had the opportunity to live in, and just absolutely salt of the earth people, super, because it's so flat. There's no privacy. You're seeing everybody all at once. You have to be kind.
This is an important public service announcement to all Canadians and anyone thinking of traveling to Canada. For most of the world, including most of Canada, these are called hoodies. When you're traveling through Saskatchewan or into Saskatchewan, please let it be known these are called bunny hugs and refer to them as such. Thank you and have a good day.
Auto Fashion is the place to take your vehicle if you are in need of some care and attention. Ceramic coating, they can take care of it for you. They can do paintless dent repair at Auto Fashion. Interior and exterior detailing, headline restoration, even paint correction. If you've got some problems with your vehicle with regards to the way it looks on the inside or outside, remember my friends at Auto Fashion at 255 17th Street North, behind Lee's Buffet. Look for the big green A's. They're right next to the car wash, okay? Skydancer Casino, just 90 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt, North Dakota. We've got the Joe Nichols concert coming up on the 15th. I am getting really excited, but that's a week from Saturday. I have one more pair of tickets I'm going to be giving away to that show. I know the dollar is not exactly fantastic right now. I understand that. And, you know, obviously it's a concert that you're going to need a passport for. I understand that as well. But you know what? Skydancer has been very good to me, and I continue to support them as well, and I appreciate everything they've done for the show, and I can't wait to be down there with them again. We're going to do a live stream on the 15th from 5 till 6 from the ticket pickup party. Joe Nichols, Tequila Makes Her Clothes Fall Off, and that's his biggest song. One of many, actually. He's got a lot of great songs, so I look forward to that show and more shows to be coming throughout 2025. Great hotel. They've got restaurants there, and of course, the big water park, too. SkydancerCasino.com, where the sky's the limit. And Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue, where every oil change means a donation to the Bear Clan, Helping Hands, and Samaritan House. The perfect place to get your fluids checked, tires checked, be ready for the rest of winter. They'll show you your filters while you wait. And, of course, the best trained staff in all of Western Canada. You'll find at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. But we've got all kinds of funny Canadian words.
We have poutine, toque, canuck, many different words. And I've decided to explore just where these words come from. Last week, I looked at where toque came from. And this week,
that's a wool hat. Toque is a wool hat.
Saskatchewan word for a hoodie, the bunny hug.
Everywhere in Canada, it's called a pullover or hoodie.
But in Saskatchewan, who calls it a pullover?
There's a different word for a perfect article of clothing for an autumn afternoon. Bunny hug. The word seems to only be used in Saskatchewan, nowhere else in Canada or even the world as far as I can tell. There are many theories for why this name exists. One is that 100 years ago, Saskatchewan was dealing with an overpopulation of rabbits, and residents began to hunt the little creatures and then turn their pelts into a wrap that eventually earned the name of bunny hug. Another theory is that there were muffs worn on the hands of people in the 16th century that were made from the hides of rabbits. Fast forward a couple centuries, and you have people in Saskatchewan using the same style to stay warm in the winter. And as hoodies have pockets for hands in the front today, the name bunny hug transferred over. Yet another theory says that the name comes from the bunny hug dance, which was a popular but scandalous dance from the early 1900s. The bunny hug dance was not the bunny hop. With the bunny hug dance, the dancer squeezes the waist of the person right in front of them, right where the pouch of a modern hoodie would be. According to Tyler Cottony, who was a University of Saskatchewan linguistics major, he found in his research that the term bunny hug was used in Saskatchewan as early as the 1960s and may have originated in the Prince Albert area and spread out from there.
Oh, the Northerners. It was the Northerners. I tend to think that maybe they had too many bunnies go. You know how bunnies can be. I like the term better. Hoods, hoodies, come on. Bunny hug. That sounds a lot better.
When you hear the term bunny hug, only one thing comes to mind in Saskatchewan, but that may not be the case anywhere else.
We'll say, hey, these are our bunny hugs if you're looking for something from Saskatchewan. And a lot of times we get weird looks, like what?
Flat Clothing owns the rights to its specific bunny hug design, depicting, you guessed it, two bunnies hugging.
It's nice because we like to think of it as like, we own the official Saskatchewan bunny hug now. We own the bunny hug that has the two bunnies on it, and everybody's very familiar with it.
Recently, it's come to light that bunny hug has been a registered trademark since 2019. A company called Homage Inc., with a residential address in Regina, filing the paperwork in 2017.
In theory, a trademark registration is quite powerful. Person who infringes a registered trademark can be forced to give up all of their profits and destroy all of their merchandise of any clothing.
So don't go making any bunny hug sweaters.
But that doesn't necessarily mean something so uniquely Saskatchewan is in danger of becoming extinct.
A trademark is only enforceable if it is distinctive, meaning that only one company makes products under that name. If there are lots of companies in the market who are
like
selling
cola,
similar
like you can't do cola,
and nothing has been done to stop that, or if they weren't the first ones to start using it, that trademark is not enforceable.
The trademark phrase has been bunny hug spelt as two separate words, and there is currently no trademark for it as one word.
It's such a common phrase. That's what we call them here. It's like you can't trademark the word hoodie. That's what it's called to us in Saskatchewan. It's a bunny hug, so we also can't trademark the name. We can trademark the design, but not the name.
Meaning bunny hugs can continue multiplying like rabbits for years to come. Hallie Mandrick, CTV News, Regina.
All right, so we will not use the term. I guess we'll hopefully, I don't owe them any money for using the term. We'll see. Traditionally, the three meals that we have are breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The study's title is called Most Watch TV During Dinner. We don't eat with each other anymore. Some eat over the sink. I got to get this sandwich in me as quickly as I can. Are you one of those people? Isn't it? I'm always so depressed as I'm eating over the sink going like, I can't find 2 minutes to grab a plate and eat my food. I got to eat this over the sink. What is your favorite meal? The results of this survey come up with a whole bunch of data of which we're going to share. And we're going to see how your opinion stacks up against the masses. 41% talk with other people while they're having their favorite meal of the day. However, most are watching TV. That gives you a hint as to the most popular meal of the day. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Which one do you like best? Breakfast? Lunch or dinner? What is your favorite meal of the day? I know which meal most of us are going to skip because it's pretty common. What's your favorite meal of the day? Breakfast, lunch, or dinner? A lot of people like breakfast because they'll load up. That's when they're going to have the bacon, the eggs, the whole big shebang, the big cojone, and then not eat anything through the rest of the day. It kind of sets them up for what they feel is success, and then they're not going to eat anything the rest of the day. The Sun Seekers are not eating any food at all. According to the statistics, dinner is the most popular meal. Like over half of people, and Cindy agrees, over half say dinner is the best. But number two surprised me because breakfast came in at second, and then lunch came in at third. Robin says dinner's her favorite too. Mishiwe says I'm alone and eat when I'm hungry. So yeah, no time over the sink. Off you go. Hey. So our favorite meal is dinner. The majority of us always eat dinner. What is the meal that we skip the most? This is an easy one. I think everybody knows this one because I think we've all done it. If it's not part of your lifestyle, It just feels like it's the easiest one to skip because when you get out of bed, you're not always wanting some food. About half eat breakfast alone, the same for lunch, but most eat dinner with family. Where in the home, workplace, or school are we typically, where are we eating our meals? 39% usually eat breakfast at a table, 18% on a couch or recliner. 36% usually eat lunch at a table, 20% eat it on a couch or recliner, 51% generally eat dinner at a table, 25% usually eat it on a couch or recliner. And we take more time to eat dinner. We actually enjoy it. I think it's because the experts say that. Didn't our parents and grandparents say, take your time, chew your food, enjoy it?
Get it in me, get it in me, get it in me as fast as possible.
We spend much more time eating dinner, breakfast, or lunch by a lot. The average dinner takes between 11 and 30 minutes to get done from start to finish for eating. 11 to 30 minutes. That's a lot of time. Whereas breakfast and lunch are usually about half an hour each. What else came of this? When do you eat lunch? This is funny.
The older you get, I gotta eat my lunch at 3 o'clock. I gotta eat my supper at 4 o'clock.
No, 68% of adults over 65 eat dinner at 6:30 or earlier. How early? Some have it earlier than 5. Now, that is a low number, single digits. Eating their dinner or supper before 5 o'clock in the afternoon. The largest group of senior citizens have their dinner between 5:30 and 6 p.m. So they're all done by 6:30. So you can call grandpa and grandma at 6:30 and not worry about bothering them. Old Chickie says, we sit down as a family to eat dinner. Oh, that's awesome. Because while that is the meal that gets the most family attention, you are more likely to sit down with your family and eat a dinner than any other meal. Breakfasts are loners. Lunches are loners a lot of time. It's dinners. But the sad part is that even then, only 47% are eating dinner with their family. The other 53% are eating it in front of a television or the phone. So the little device that we're taking to the shitter is also sitting by my food? Ew! I cannot remember the last time, as a family, the four of us sat at the dinner table to have a meal. Maybe Christmas. So it wasn't that long ago. Zumba Bernice says, we eat at the table unless there's an interesting sports event. I should really get into that habit. It's terribly unhealthy to be eating in front of any screen, really. I mean, it's bad enough that the food I'm eating is not always the greatest, but to be eating in front of a screen, just, you know, you're just being entertained. You're scrolling, eating, watching TV, eating. And actually, TV is the winner for all three meals. If you're not eating a meal with somebody, watching TV is number one, followed by the phone. So we want screens. Talking to people that I'm with comes in at number three, followed by listening to music or a podcast while I'm eating. Some attempt to read, it comes in at number five. I don't think I could read and eat at the same time. Followed by work or study, talk on the phone. That's kind of a gross phone conversation. So the most loved part of preparing food is the making of the meal. The most hated part is cleaning up. Someone paid for the study? I just can't believe that some seniors are eating at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I thought that was a joke, but it's really happening. Molly says, BF and I sit together for dinner, but yes, we're both on the phone, but always showing each other stuff. That is so interesting. We are like addicted children. Well, Molly, I love your honesty. I really do. And I don't think you're alone. So don't give yourself a tough time. I think that is, it's just fascinating to me that you're at least making the effort to be with somebody while having your meal, but also distracted, yet caring enough about the person that you're spending time eating with. There's a lot of multitasking going on that I'm trying to, you know, get all figured out in my jello brain of mine. That's a lot of stuff. You're very talented. That's a lot of multitasking. I'm not that good. That's why I like TV, because I can just be, I don't have to, it's one part lazy, one part like, I can't do six things at one time. So it's just like, feed me funny stuff, fork mouth, feed me funny stuff, fork mouth. Molly says, we get rid of our kitchen table, didn't even have room for it. So the couch it is. Used to have, do you remember like your parents and your grandparents had like this beautiful oak dining table and china cabinet? What the hell's a china cabinet? Well, it holds these dishes that you never use. They're called china. Uh-oh. They're called what? I've got a guy coming over named Donald, and we're going to eat food off what? We're going to eat the food off of what? I don't think that's a good idea, eh, China?
I will not, I refuse to eat the food off of the China. Yeah, it's China. And they, like, my wife actually has a pattern. There was a, I think it's a family pattern or something like this. I don't even know how to, that's a whole other topic. But you don't need the China cabinet. Don't need the China. Paper plates. Got to be classy. Today is Thursday. Today would be a great day to get some treats from Kuiper's Family Bakery if you've never been before. They're Brandon's Bakery, and there's a reason for that term. They've been in business for a very long time, and they've passed on the recipes over the years without fail and haven't changed a thing. The ingredients stay the same. You can't cheap out on quality items, and that's what makes Kuiper's Family Bakery such a popular place to go. People, when they're visiting our town from all around, they got to make a stop at Kuiper's Family Bakery. So I invite you to do the same. Cinnamon buns, sausage rolls, your traditional bread and hot dog and hamburger buns and everything in between. You'll find them at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. At App Law Office, they believe in forming lasting relationships while taking care of your legal needs, specializing in real estate and corporate law. And they take pride in being your trusted advisors because it can be overwhelming. It's a big deal. One of the biggest purchases you'll ever make in your life is a home. In fact, it is the biggest purchase you'll ever make in your life, unless you're independently wealthy and going to buy a massive business or corporation. So having a lawyer that is able to translate the legal mumbo jumbo into plain speak, to be able to hold your hand and guide you in a professional and friendly manner is super important. And that's exactly what you're going to find at App Law Office. Friendly and professional. 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. And a Tim Hortons Roll Up the Rim to Win is back. We're just a few weeks away from winning all kinds of great prizes, from free food to a free vehicle. It is the coolest contest where you roll the rim on your paper cup. And yes, the paper cups are back. They had to be taken away because of COVID and it had moved to a digital game, but no longer. Actually, I believe they're going to do kind of a hybrid, but you're going to, so people who enjoyed playing it digitally will still be able to apparently do that. Those who like to roll the rim, have the physical paper roll up so that you could see, free donut, free coffee, free iPad. And only runs for a month, so end of February to end of March. Tim Hortons with 10 area locations to serve you in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. Home of the Dollar Classic Donut when you order any hot brewed coffee. Uncle Bo says, have you had a show about how to get rid of all the ads on Facebook? I am so glad you asked that, because I am very excited to let you know that the federal government of Canada's ban advertising through Meta. Remember how Meta and Facebook were getting in this big fight about news and content and paying and stuff like that? Well, they're still blocking news content for you. That hasn't changed. But yesterday afternoon, it came to light that the federal government has lifted the ban on government advertising on Meta. And they've said it's because they want to make sure that the electorate is informed about what the government is doing. They're crazy. They're crazy. Let's block news, but we're allowed to give you propaganda. Oh, and it gets better. The Manitoba government released a campaign that's all by Manitoban. They had a press conference yesterday where they unveiled Buy Manitoba bags. No, I don't know if they were made in China. But first question out of a reporter's mouth.
Look at our bags. Look at our bags made in Manitoba.
And of course, reporter says, like, can you tell us what company got the contract for the bags? We don't know. We don't know that. Okay, so were they even made in Manitoba? We don't know that either. So in promoting made in Manitoba, how are you going to go about doing that, Manitoba government?
Well, we're going to buy ads on Meta.
They're you know, they're American owned, right? Like, you know, like Buy Manitoba. But you know what? Like I said before, this is COVID 2.0. You need to wear a mask
What about you? How come you're not wearing a mask?
Because I don't need to. Because I'm a politician, and you don't understand how this works, peon. You think you've got a say? This is Canada. The government tells you what to think. You're not allowed to think for yourself. Do what you're told.
Okay. All right. I'll keep listening. We'll watch for the ads on Meta.
They're crazy. They're crazy. They don't stop, even when you block them. So I started getting those Manitoba ads as soon as the information about them advertising on Meta again came out. I totally get it because I tried to block the Manitoba government. I'm like, no, you will not feed me propaganda I paid for. No. Do your job. Block. It didn't work. I'm like, Zuckerberg, okay, I'm going to call you. You can't force government propaganda. It's just now. And now that we're talking about it, thank you, Uncle Bo. It's going to be on my phone. I'll open my phone and it'll be Justin Trudeau. Block. The last person to tell me what to do on anything should be the government. On anything. And can we quit booing at the hockey games, please? Quebec Minor Hockey told TSN yesterday they've got a giant world-class hockey tournament coming this weekend involving kids that are like 5 and 6 years old. It's called Pee-wee. Little guys who are coming to Canada. They're very excited to come to Canada and play what is supposed to be our sport. And they have had to ask, please, don't boo the American Pee-wee hockey players, please. This is out of hand. And then, of course, we're reminded that there is some cash on the table. Of course there is. Like, this is one man stirring the pot. Donald is a troublemaker. He is stirring the pot. And it takes two to tango. I'm sorry. Justin is not absolved in this. I don't care what anyone says. Justin just won the lottery. In fact, his replacement is now surpassing the conservatives in the polls. They're going to get back into power. Congratulations. I mean, that's why Trump's an idiot in my mind, is that he's going to put the liberals back in office. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. Booing the peewees. Organizers of the Quebec City International Pee-wee Hockey Tournament posted a message Tuesday saying, please put politics aside, encourage young people to participate in sports cooperation and so on. Sorry, these aren't like super small. Well, they're 8 to 12-year-old players. These Americans are bringing their money. They're staying in our hotels. They're spending money in our restaurants. This has nothing to do with Trump. Thank you. So stop the propaganda and get back to work. Get this figured out. That's what we pay you for. Tubs of protein, if you're looking for food that's high in protein, pivoting from eggs to protein powder, they have got it for you because they are Westman's top spot for vitamins, supplements, nutritional needs. Hadley's Health Hut at 1314 Richmond Avenue's got herbs, sugar-free, gluten-free snacks. And yes, tubs and tubs of beautiful protein, all kinds of naturally sourced protein and protein snacks. So if you're on something like keto and you want to have some snacks that are high in protein and less carbs, check out Hadley's Health Hut for a great selection of snacks, a great selection of snacks that are sugar free too and gluten free as well. And of course, Canadian Joe's gluten free goodies. They come from Saskatchewan. Super popular. Check them out. And of course, Ida's Catering, Ida's Restaurant is providing gluten-free ready-made meals at Hadley's Health Hut. In the freezer section, big beautiful freezer wall in Hadley's Health Hut. And don't forget that next week on Wednesday is Win Back Wednesday. This coming Wednesday. Today's Thursday. So yeah, this Wednesday. So Win Back Wednesday, you could win up to $500. Back in your purchase, $500 in receipts on February the 12th at Hadley's Health Hut, 1314 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue. They have been making sure Canadians have a comfy place to sit since 1909. You can shop now at leons.ca, or better yet, visit the store at 3635 Victoria Avenue and continue to save the tax. That means no GST, no PST on select furniture, mattresses, three-piece major appliance packages, and more. While you're on the website, be a VIP and sign up for a chance to win a $250 e-gift card from Leon's. And in addition to saving the tax, you can take 2 years to pay with 0% interest and 24 equal monthly payments. Again, get all the details with the friendly staff at Leon's in the west end of Brandon. And at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. If you or someone you know is looking for an EV, Westman's number one EV dealership is Murray GM in Brandon. Selling more EVs than any other dealership in Manitoba, possibly in Western Canada. Of course, Murray's has got multiple locations across the country, but they're the experts when it comes to EVs because their staff is expertly trained, from the sales staff to the mechanics in the back. And of course, it's a special new technology with electric vehicles. And they will take care of all of your needs when it comes to EVs. And the potential savings are electrifying, so you got to check it out. Lower fuel savings, lower maintenance costs. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, where they put you in charge. What is an ideal date? What's an ideal date, Sunseeker? Do you have an ideal date? Valentine's Day is coming up fast. It's like a week tomorrow is Valentine's Day. What is your ideal date?
My perfect date? Pub. Definitely the pub.
The pub.
We got a little local bias.
What if
we?
I didn't drink, though?
You have a lime and soda.
Okay, you got an answer for everything, hasn't he?
I'm thinking something like quite low-key, like maybe like going to the beach. Or like, I don't know, like maybe going to a bookshop.
Probably paint something and then have dinner. I like to paint.
Something creative. Yeah. Okay, nice. What about for you?
I would say probably night drive, maybe mountaintop, stargaze.
Sounds going cool. For a drive.
Hasn't happened for, what, 20 years with my partner, I guess. Maybe without the kids, to have a night off and go to the cinema. Oh,
nice. Kids free, always a good idea.
To the cinema.
Oh my god, a question spilled on me. My ideal date. I think something cheap and easy. I'd be happy with like a pub.
Are you like or a like, bit the bill guy, or are you like?
If I'm asking someone to go on a date with me, yeah. I would want to pay because like I'm asking them. Okay. But if it's the other way around, like, oh, like I booked this place for us, I'd be like, you're paying because like I didn't. Yeah, trying
that's a whole other show. Who pays for the date?
Crazy pub.
Pub. Can't go wrong with that.
Okay, so it sounds like those with an accent like to go to the pub. Let's go to the pub. Is this Ireland? What is it? Where is this? England? What is the ideal date? So that's a few examples. Some people want to go to the library. Some people want to go driving. Is it just as simple as a meal? Is that the ideal date? Just going out for a meal? Guys, we're coming into crunch time. We need to prepare. What's an ideal date? What's a good date idea? Old Chicky says maybe going for a hike or sightseeing at a new location. Going for a hike? Cindy says bottle of wine, campfire, cooking something on the fire and warm blankets. Ooh. Missy Way says, wish I had a date. I guess you need to go out on a date to get a date. Well, that's not necessarily true. You could treat yourself. You could treat yourself to dinner and a movie. Why couldn't you do that? You don't need somebody to go on a date to treat yourself to dinner and a movie. It's the best. That's the best. You know, it's kind of not the best. I've got to be careful. It's nice. You don't have to fight about the movie you see. You know, if my wife and I are going to be going to a movie, I want to see the one where people are getting shot and things are blowing up and there's comedy and fart noises. And she wants to go to the one movie where it's, I love you. I love you more. I want boom. Take this, MF-er. So this way you get the movie you want. Anyway, give that some thought. We're going to have to come back and revisit that. Maybe we'll open it up too on Facebook so we can get some ideas. The ideal date. We're running out of time. We have got to go. They're saying it's time to wrap it up for another day. Thanks for the coffee and conversation, you guys. I do appreciate it. I really hope that if you are going to be hitting the highway today, that your drive is safe and slow. Thank you, Sunseekers. We'll see you tomorrow for Keyboard Friday. In the meantime, have a great Thursday. Thank you again.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.